stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Gridiron Updates, Week 15 coming at you, of course, after another Vikings win, but you guys are used to this at this point. Right next to me, our co-host, Rob, back again.
We're back. Welcome. 11-2 feels good.
Right where we belong.
Exactly where we belong. You know,
That's right.
It feels good. Nothing better than this. It's getting playoff times, and it's even looking better.
Something to go. It's getting real. Dom, welcome back for another episode, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be back. And yeah, 11-2. Vikings have been undefeated since I was last on the pod, so it's good to see.
Hey, good luck.
I like it.
Good luck, Charm.
I can say.
Good luck, Charm. Your football thing going to playoffs as well.
Yeah, flag goes this weekend. Two games, and let's go get a chip.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, we coming up to the playoffs all the way around. So, with that, before we head into our Week 14 game recaps, we do want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by the Cappy. Show them the product, Rob. The Cappy is a cool little deal here. I'm just opening a brand new pack because I had to open it. This little blue guy. Show it in Rob's camera, Kev. There you go. The little blue one. This light blue one. I haven't seen this one yet, so I had to open it and check it out. You flip it upside down. You can slide it right on to the can there. Opens it right up. You can flip it around, and then
covers it up.
And then it covers it up pretty well.
Safety first, right there.
Yeah. Didn't you just cover it up recently?
I did. Out ice fishing the other day, just cleaning out the old ice hole, and bam, threw it over.
Oh my God.
The old bush latte was good.
Yeah, keeping the lake water out because exactly. Covered up. All right. obviously, the holidays are coming up though.
Hey,
Dom.
Christmas right around the corner. I know everybody's got a dad, so every dad needs that Cappy.
The Cappy. Yeah,
the
don't Cappy. Forget the Cappy.
That's
it's
right.
A 4-pack on Amazon. And it comes with a little hole on it. Keep on your keychain. I have one on my keychain. That one's dirty, though. That's why I showed you a new one because it's been on my keychain. But yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah. Don't forget to put the Cappy in some stockings. It's Christmas for sure. And to start off our Week 14 game recap, of course, we're going to start with the Vikings. Oh, darn. My flag is across the room. That's okay. I don't need it this week. So is my quarterzip. What am I doing? No purple on right now.
You're getting very confident.
I am confident.
I don't even.
Yeah, I'm very confident. I don't even need the purple to show how devoted I am. You know what I mean? We already know. Flag's coming.
Yeah. Skull
Kevin,
right
Kevin
there.
Come through the...
Kevin's
coming through. Skull to the bowl. There you go.
Yes, sir.
11-2. Moving to 6-1 at home in the bank. Kirk's homecoming, kind of, I guess you could say homecoming. Maybe
got
not.
Booed.
Booed.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Like I said last week, if I was there, I wouldn't have booed.
Yeah, I didn't. And
I appreciate what he did for us for 6 years.
And I was able to get to the game this week. And like those boos are a lot louder than they were on TV. Like it was very loud in there. And
fair.
For me, it's like I didn't either. I couldn't boo the guy that's third all time in passing for the Vikings. I think first in passing touchdowns even in Vikings history. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, he didn't get us for the big game, and that was annoying, right?
Yeah. But
every
quarterback we ever had has been in that scenario.
Exactly.
So.
For sure. That's right. We are 0-4 in Super Bowls. Turns out.
You know.
So there's that little tidbit. But the guy that replaced Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, going 22 for 28.
Hot
with
Sam slanging.
5 TDs. Is he putting himself back in the MVP race?
He is.
You think so?
He has to be at this point. You know, like, who else is he competing against?
I don't know.
I mean, like, Patrick is, you know, or Lamar's kind of downgraded at this point.
Right.
Barkley probably.
Saquon's
if
there.
I was a voter,
well,
who
Saquon's
I would do.
Tough to argue against.
But that's kind of where we're sitting at right now. It's almost like on the
he's not a very
side.
Flashy pick though for MVP. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say that matters.
But quarterback,
but you know
always,
what I mean? Like
MVP was made for the
Sam
quarterback.
Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? But
at the same time, he's 5 tutties. He's eating right now. Again,
oh,
another
sure.
great week against a good defense. I mean, they were some would say a good defense, but this week. Not so well. I mean,
their secondary was considered their strong point.
Exactly. And
so,
5 touchdowns given up this weekend. I wouldn't say that anymore, but they definitely needed to go look at it again. So
130 yards to each Jay Jettas and Jordan Addison.
Exactly.
5 touchdowns between them.
Best duo in the league?
Yeah. Oh
hands down.
I mean, it's got to be up there.
Well,
and it's
trio,
not and it's,
then. It'd be trio,
and
then, right?
And it's not even just this
With
game,
Hocko
though.
In there? Yeah.
I mean, he has Hawkinson has his games. He's definitely the true number
think
three
fully
for us.
Back.
But
quite no. Yet.
Nah, he's still getting knocking the rust off. It's good to see Josh Oliver out there running around.
Yeah,
I seen him motion on a play, and I was like, oh, yeah, yes, sir.
And Aaron Jones had another good week, too. So, I mean,
he had a great week.
Yeah, I mean, to have back to back, maybe the last 2 weeks, he was, you know, was struggling with the fumbles. This week, no fumbles at all. I could tell right away the way he was running the ball. He's been holding onto that rock all weekend.
Oh, yeah. You can see he was boom. And, you know, anytime I saw it a little bit, watching back on the tape a little bit. So, but hey. It was a nice win overall. Defense, couple 3 turnovers. Well, 2 turnovers in special teams.
Yep.
So
yep.
It was overall, it was solid, you know.
And of course, we'll get to it in a minute. But of course, the Vikes couldn't get any help from the Packers this week. God forbid we ask one time for help from the Packers and we can't even get it. But whatever, we'll get to that. So the Vikes still 11-2, second in the division. Second. In the division at 11-2, with Detroit being at 12-1, that's just ridiculous. But whatever.
I like it. It makes it fun.
Again,
like,
well,
NFC super North fun is to be in this scenario. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And if the Vikes don't get the 1 seed or the division, you know,
we play Atlanta
away
or Tampa.
Or Tampa away,
Tampa, and, technically right
and that's
now,
a winnable
right.
game for the Vikings.
For
I
sure,
imagine.
I feel
so,
confident. Yeah. If that was the team we played.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For
100%.
Sure. Well, and let's talk about Atlanta really quick. They now fall to 6-7, which now puts them in second place of their division. You know, Tampa
True.
Bay sitting there at 7-6.
Still only a game out.
For sure.
They own the tiebreaker.
So last week, I know you already listened to this, you know, while you're sitting on a forklift. I already know it.
Yeah.
Did I mention that last week? I can't remember. I was meaning to. I'm like, I know, Dom, you're listening to this right now sitting on a forklift.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that. But anyway. We mentioned last week how, you know, you don't pull Kirk Cousins right now, right? Because, you know, you're heading to the playoffs, you know. Well, Kirk just added another 2 picks, which makes 6 in the last 2 weeks, or the last 2 outings for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, 8 in the last 4 weeks.
And you're one, and you're one game out, yeah, right. You're one game out of the division.
You got to stay with Kirk. You got to stay with the veteran. You can't put Michael Penix in there yet.
All right,
He's not. He's not ready to just play in that kind of situation.
For
it's
sure.
a lot of stuff on his back, and to put Michael Penix in there would be a lot.
Be doing him a disservice.
Yeah,
really.
That would be because say he fumbles and crumbles.
But some say he has also played a lot of college ball, so he is the veteran quarterback. That you know, the other people would say I'm with you more in that scenario, but that's what other people would say. That why wouldn't you not give him an opportunity after? Was it 3 weeks, 4 weeks of
no play? No touchdowns.
Not super awesome Kirk. Yeah, he's still throwing for crazy yards. And don't get me wrong, what Kirk does well is he just finds the open spot in the
zone.
You know, and he just picks that. But it's also a lot of the time it's coming off that play action. And Bijan had a great day.
Oh,
I mean, Bijan is exactly who we thought he was.
He
was tough to tackle.
Literally.
Takes 3, 4, 5 guys to bring him to the ground.
Think about how he blocks. He's another lineman on the line.
Yeah,
the way he
sure.
blocks, he's holding down anybody. Literally, it's crazy. Nobody was really getting through there. It was tough until we were really bringing that extra guy in there and the pressure and not holding those zones. Like, it was pretty much over for Kirk Cousins at that point.
Yeah.
No, for sure. That second half was a completely different game, and that fourth quarter just went crazy. And, I mean, Sam Darnold came in and closed the game, man.
Literally.
I mean, Sam made that play, especially on that one where he kind of ducked
around.
Out of that blitz they called on that third down and found Jefferson on that
touchdown
where that slot cornerback was super lost. I don't know what he was doing.
Where JJ was wide open.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
Backwards into the end zone.
But that right there, him going backwards in the end zone made me feel real, real good for the rest of the season, to be honest with you. I'm like, all right, we got... This team not only is winning games, but they have swag. It's unlike the 2022 Vikings, which is actually what I think the Chiefs are turning into right now. But don't get me started there.
Okay.
But they could be a first-round exit now. And I thought I had them as a Super Bowl favorite. But anyway, off track. Let's move on. Packers traveling to Detroit. By the way, Vikes getting the dub 42-21. I don't think I mentioned the score. Just I had to rub it in. Detroit getting the win here, 34-31. By the way, D'Angelo, our Lions fan, is going to be here tonight. He will be here next week. Could not make it this evening, but he will be here next week.
It's good to hear.
And we do have another Lions game that we will be talking about later that will be happening this week. So he'll be here for that.
Okay, all right.
Can't wait to hear all that talk.
Sounds like a Lions den in here.
Yeah, Lions den.
Rawr.
Anyway, so the Packers playing the Kitties then in Detroit, but Detroit getting the win, 34-30. You know, we can talk all this, and then D'Angelo's going to come back next week. I'm not saying any of that.
Yeah,
he might beat me up.
Yeah, no.
I'll do the meow for him.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, Detroit getting the win, 34-31, moving to 12-1. Just an absolute wagon, as some of the hockey fans like to say in this state, but as Trey has liked to said as well.
And
I think
game.
Cody did too. But yeah, great game, interesting game. We know Dan Campbell's aggressive. We know he's going for it on those fourth downs.
Yep.
The one that made me nervous was that third quarter, fourth down. The fourth quarter, fourth down, I already knew it was coming. You know, it's Dan Campbell. Yep. You know they're going to go for it.
The one where
and you're tied.
On their side of the field.
Correct. I thought that was wild because you're on their side of the field. And you saw they didn't get it. And because of that, it changed the momentum of the game. And it made it closer than it probably should have been.
Yeah.
And I picked the Packers to win. I thought they had a chance. But at that point, the Lions had a real good opportunity to put the game not out of reach yet. But they had a better opportunity to put points on the board because Packers did go down and score on that drive.
True. And so it gave actually the opportunity for them to lose.
For sure. It created the opportunity.
Exactly what it did.
I didn't think was existing at that time.
And I had the same point, and I was actually kind of cheering because even though I picked the Lions at that point, I was like, I hope actually they don't get it right here. So exactly.
Just make
the game.
It interesting. Yeah. And it happened.
So it put one down to a kneel handoff. So everyone on the rules, it's not college football. It's not a kneel. He tripped. So it's not a kneel.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You're not
for sure.
Nobody touched him yet either. So.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody came back close. Yes, right?
I had to deal with a bunch of people on Twitter.
That's a lot of
general life of football. Yeah. With this question.
Wait. You dealt with a bunch of people on Twitter under Banner with the Boys handle, right?
Yeah. So
I guess if you want some Rob midday football antics,
come get it.
Teaching you the game. I guess go find it on X.
Yeah, Banter with the Boys pod. Find it.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Seriously, created that opportunity. Lions escaped with it. Great kick. I don't think, what's his name? Bates? Is that their kicker?
Yeah.
That dude's been pretty solid all year.
Yeah,
so you got to have a solid kicker heading into the playoffs. So
he hit one against us.
At least they didn't trust him in the third quarter to hit that field goal right there instead. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. That's just Dan Campbell. I'm creating stories that aren't there.
I can add one take before we end it, I think the biggest thing out of this whole game is looking how injury the defensive side is for Detroit. The Lions are very banged up.
Yeah, 100%.
So moving forward,
they got to get healthy.
You know, against the Packers, they made it through that game. But moving forward, that might be an issue and something we can look forward to. That they're very banged up on that defensive side and even on the offensive side.
Do the Lions get the number one seed? So there's what, four games left?
Yep.
Four games left, including this week?
All right.
No.
Oh. Lions, well. But, I mean, it's a very real possibility, though. That's not just us being homers. But,
we also have a very tough path. You know, we
for
still
sure.
have Seattle.
Can the Eagles wiggle their way in there?
Technically, they can, for sure. You know, their schedule is easier than both the Lions, the Vikings. I guess that's who's competing for the one seed.
Yeah.
That'd be a travesty, though, if it came down to them not being, you know, healthy enough heading into the playoffs and it just skids to a halt like that. They're in the division. I don't want to see that to happen. I'd rather beat a healthy Detroit Lions.
True,
you know?
but also the reality of the game. Extending the NFL season.
Yeah.
They want to go to 18 games.
Great point.
You know, like college football actually is going through this scenario right now. They're extending 17 games long in the national championship game.
Yeah.
Well, the coaches right now is like, these players have never played this length before.
Yeah, we don't really know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, you're talking about kids at that point, too. I mean, you're talking about like 18, 19-year-old guys.
Yeah. But even on the NFL side, there's still that aspect of it is like, it's still your best abilities, your availability.
That's right, 100%.
For sure, yeah, absolutely, of course. with that, again, Lions getting the dub, 34-31, taking full charge of first place in the NFC North. Ugh. And Packers taking a solid third place. So, whatever.
Go Pack, go.
Yeah, no, whoa, no, no Pack, no. Sorry, Rob. Rob's
no
just,
Rob.
He doesn't know where no he is Rob, right no. now. Don't worry about
I'm
Rob.
He's just stirring the pot.
Yeah. Moving on. Game three here.
I saw Tyler's pick. What did he go 1-4 this week?
Whoa. No, I went 3-2, buddy.
Not Tyler, the other one.
Oh, yeah. No, he did go 1-4. Yeah, he went 1-4.
That wasn't the worst. That's good to hear.
He went 1-4. Yeah, he went 1-4. Seahawks.
He's the leader, so I got
it. You can take it.
I didn't even get to that. So we're going to have to. It's going
to the end of the pot.
So Seahawks getting the win 30-18 over the Arizona Cardinals. Big division game. Cardinals really needed a win there to kind of stay afloat, if you will, these last few weeks. They are still floating, but they really needed to have that at home. And it just really never felt like it was there for them. No. Too many miscues offensively, honestly.
Tyler had some bad picks.
They were bad picks.
Two in a row. Two passes in a row.
Yeah, just ugly. Ducks.
And they were the lofty ones. They weren't the darts.
Yeah.
Weird bounce ones. They were loaders.
Right.
I mean, James Conner still showed up, you know, earning his money, but it just, yeah, it the mistakes were too much to overcome. And then, you know, Seattle getting off that hot start immediately.
Right.
It's not going to help. Charbonnet going for 134 yards.
Long one. That looked good.
I mean, 51
Charbonnet
yarder.
Charbonnet made me call him Chardonnet.
dang, Dom with
Chardonnet
the zinger.
Right there. You know what I'm saying? Little Chardonnet, that's what the Seahawks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 200 plus, almost 200 plus all-purpose yards. Literally.
Charbonnet. Yeah, really close to 200 all-purpose, actually.
Yeah, literally.
Yep. getting two tuds on the ground at that. Smith Nagba had a decent day as well. I mean, Geno, very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Very efficient, 24 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of had that period of time this season where he struggled a little bit, but he seems to be climbing out of it these last few weeks. He's been right in time.
It is. And I actually just looked at his contract because that was really interesting. More on the, like, where's Sam Darnold going next year? So it's kind of bouncing around through the team. He's still signing through next year. So,
yeah,
he's going to be there at this point. He's earning that spot. And he's been playing really good ball.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
I mean, they got a tough test this week. Do they travel there? They do not. It's at home. The Packers travel to Seattle this week, and that's going to be tough.
It's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a tough game. No, don't even get it. Don't even get into it yet. We're not even there yet. Yeah. Slow the roll.
Teasers.
Anyway, for the Cards, yeah, that might be the end of the season, honestly, for them at this point. I think there's just too much to overcome. However, it is looking a little bit brighter than it was in Arizona, I would say. I mean, nobody certainly picked them to win the division, but
true. They've been very competitive. As a Cardinals fan next year, they're gonna be in the teens as a draft pick, probably. Yeah. I think they have some money. So I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Just look like the team that they played. The Cardinals look like how they played against the Vikings. You know what I'm saying? They had a couple of good plays here and there, but that defense is struggling. They are getting slashed left and right.
True.
They really only have a handful, not even a handful, a couple good pieces on defense.
Buda Baker.
That's it.
But something to build on for next year. Yeah, you know, like you can draft and you can pick free agents.
Yeah.
I feel like they're in a decent position to, you know.
There's worse up.
And
worse.
That West is open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It's wide open
it's
right
not
now.
Like
you
it.
Know,
yeah.
like, I don't.
Next season's wide open.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think Seattle's, you know, like there's a
San
king.
Fran would seriously have to, I don't know.
I think
there's a lot
money.
Of question
they have
marks.
Money
they got,
issues coming
there's
up
a lot
soon,
of, yeah.
So.
For sure. Well, and they money issues. There's a lot of question marks. That's yeah. a, well,
no,
they,
that's
we
a
could go
other,
in about
yeah.
San Fran. But yeah, anyway.
Keep a surface
base. Yeah, Seattle getting the division win 30-18, taking the division lead at 8-5, heading into week 15 here. Moving to our fourth game. Crazy game. A game that a lot of people did not see going this way. A game that a lot of people didn't think the Rams were going to get the dub.
A lot of them.
But two experts here at Banner with the Boys certainly picked that.
Two of them.
And Dom, you're looking right at him.
You're looking at him,
You're looking at him, buddy.
Right at him.
Rams getting the win 44-42 over the Buffalo Bills. Rams just that scrappy team that have been in every single game.
I feel like the Rams just send us tickets and here flights the, to go because we've been all about
this. Wasn't even that scrappy for the Rams. The score shows that it was close, but the end of that.
Josh Allen made it. Close.
I mean, it was Josh Allen against the Rams.
He
has Rams. I remember the Bills' offense only 21 minutes of possession. And they scored 42 points in 21 minutes. The Rams just controlled the ball for so long, they didn't give them opportunities.
Hey, but
more.
That's the game, man.
I get
that's
it.
That's the chess
match. Mean, that's awesome. It was an awesome NFL football
game. That was game of the week. I mean, that's why it was called the game of the week. And I was definitely excited to watch that one. And it turned out to be one of the great ones of the season so far. So
just incredible. I mean, Josh Allen getting three TDs on the ground.
Yeah.
Three TDs in the air.
I know.
I was waiting for a receiving one, too.
I mean, shoot, at that point, might as well get the trifecta.
Come on, now.
But you know what? My fantasy team didn't need one in the air because I still won this week. Thank you, Josh Allen.
He scored the most points in fantasy football history.
51 in my league, so.
Yeah, I think that's the most, technically.
Thank you. Thank you,
depending
Josh
on
Allen.
Rules and all that crap, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I think the most, technically, in NFL
history. Is it Matt's? Matt's wife was the Josh Allen fan?
Yes. Oh, hopefully she saw it, Matt. Hopefully your wife saw the game. Matt,
there he is.
Buddy, you better buckle up. Could be a long week here. Might lose her. Josh Allen's coming with his six TDs, I guess. Jeez.
I like it.
Anyway, seriously, the Rams did feel like they controlled a lot of that second half until the fourth quarter, and then that's when Josh Allen really flipped the script. Doing it with everybody, spreading the ball around. It wasn't just one guy either. That was nice to see. Like, no. Mac Hollins, I don't even know who that guy was.
For the touchdown.
Yeah, for
Khalil
sure.
Shakir had a good day, too.
He's definitely
a good number two to Amari Cooper.
Amari, yeah.
So,
Ivan's quiet, though. Yeah, he's Knox hurt. Is quiet. I'm adult. Kincaid. He's the other end, but he's even Knox.
Yeah, he's just.
He doesn't throw to tight ends.
No. Not like he did last year. I mean,
That whole weird. And they had all the receivers last
year.
But on the other. And then on the other side, you got Puka.
Nakua.
He went crazy, man. You have him, too.
I did have him. I dropped him.
Oh, he dropped
Puka Nakua?
I have a thing.
Whoa, Rob. You said you're a...
I have a
you
thing.
Said you played fantasy football, buddy.
We were talking to the champ, so settle down. He actually freed up a bunch of money for other gems. So
backing it up. No, but that catch on the sideline was crazy. Oh, I mean, man. My wife is actually the one that pointed that out. I missed it, and she's like, "Did you see that catch?"
Tom
I was like, "By who?"
So,
she's like, "I don't know that guy right there, 17 or whatever." And I was like, "Oh, Puka, yeah." And I backed it up. I was like,
"Oh my
gosh!"
Dropping him, but
I would regret dropping him too.
I do. So I'll take an L. I'll take an L. But I am still in the champion, so I guess I can't really take an L at the end of the day of it. So,
well, the Bills are the one that took an L at the end of it. But Josh Allen gave you the dub, so there you go. It's a win.
Win-win
for you.
Win-win.
But whatever.
Win-win.
Yeah.
And $500.
So Rams getting the dub. 44-42 over the Bills. Our final game of the week. What a doozy.
The game
of the week. And I swear to gosh, Kev, I can't remember if I said it or not in last week's episode. I swear I said this game could be a 9-6 game. So it ended up being a 10-6 game. Jaguars getting the dub. Only three of us picked the Jags to win this one. Yours truly again. Rams and Jags saving me this week. Who knew?
You should have lost, though.
Should have lost.
Don't matter.
Definitely.
It's all right. What do you mean?
Was it Westbrook in the end zone?
Oh, well.
That's why they play for the Titans.
I know.
Why they're 3-10.
I know.
Why they're 3-10. Not really enough to talk about. Let's talk about the thing that you brought up before the show here, the Titans. You know, if they get a high draft pick, what are they going to do with that?
Oh, true.
You know, sticking with Will Levis over the quarterbacks that are coming out maybe this year.
I guess as a Titans fan, is Will Levis your guy? Is your franchise quarterback? Is there a number one A quarterback out there? Do you want Sanders out of Colorado to take Lewis, or is there so many other pieces that you'd rather feel? I think that, you know, defense, I think they're still okay. But an offensive line, Pollard's pretty
nice. Pollard's okay, yeah.
I still think you probably need a receiver.
You need another guy to add into the mix.
But still, I don't think on the
O-line.
In the draft, if we're looking at this year's kind of like it's more interior guys that are the top studs.
Right. But that's your point, though. Maybe you go a line here.
True. Or you do you trade down? Or is this a scenario where somebody's going to move up to get Sanders or get up to get whoever?
Right.
I mean, the Texas kid. Or,
and you could hold the keys to that for sure.
You do.
Quinn Ewers is not going that high. We could talk about that.
But either way, I don't know if they're going to get the number one, but the Giants and you know other teams are going to be in that scenario. But a really interesting thing, I looked at the standings of it. The Panthers still are not eliminated out of the playoffs. They're 3-10.
I know. There's no E.
Mathematically,
there's no E next to the name.
So with Jacksonville winning, then the Panthers aren't the worst team in the league then. Because then we got multiple 3-10
Giants,
teams.
I believe.
Oh, the Giants and the Raiders are the worst teams.
Yeah. Who?
Giants and the Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders. Okay. The Raiders are still 2 wins?
Yeah, 2-11.
But I also can see in a scenario, if Sam leaves, the Raiders and the Giants are both two teams that he could go to.
Is that something that Sam wants to do?
Well, is not up to Sam.
Is that something
that's true? That's true. He's just looking to extend his career at this point, which I think he's done.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be really interesting for him to go to the Giants and be successful and how the Jets fans would feel about
it? I'd like
that.
To see him still stay with the Vikings. Ooh.
Or he goes back to the Jets. There he might be looking for a quarterback. But we're getting off base, fam.
Sam Darnold?
Yeah. How do you pay him $40 million a year?
You're not going to.
Hopefully he's willing to take a pay cut.
Every single cornerback, secondary guy is off the books next year. Murphy, Hitman, if he retires, Bynum, Griffin.
Well, you got to replace all them guys. All of them.
Every single one.
You got to replace all them guys.
So you got to pay Darnold and then.
Yeah, and then field the secondary somehow. So you're not going to pay Darnold.
It's a soupy time. It's soupy time this season, then, I guess. We just got to go win a Super Bowl and worry about
it. Let's go win a soupy.
If they win a Super Bowl, if they win a Super Bowl, I'm fine finishing fourth in the division next year. That's fine. That's fine.
Kev, it was a good point, I think. You know, good point. It's hard. How do we keep
them?
Kev, with that, let's go into our tent talk. And with our tent talks, or starting off our tent talk, I should say, just a few injuries this week. I'm going to butcher his name, man. DeMarvio? Is that his name? DeMarvio Overshown?
Overshown.
Tears his ACL, MCL, and PCL in his right knee. He's going to have surgery this week, but that most likely will end his season.
Maybe.
Is that
like a Nick Chubb style of injury?
And they say it's the second one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
that's really bad, man. And the fact that he did all three of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
Well, and another side note, Jonathan Brooks, the Texas running back.
It was actually Jonathan Brooks. My bad, then. That's who it was. He did it. He just tore his
last week.
That was him actually
coming back from a stud.
Yeah, he did it twice. Yeah, Brooks is the one that did it twice.
Oh, Brooks, he was the rookie.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just did it.
Yeah.
Oh man, that sucks. Okay,
he's like
I didn't see that.
J.K. Dobbins style. Just
can't quite stay healthy.
Unfortunately,
George Pickens could miss a week again here. His hamstring's a little bit worse than he thought.
He didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play, and they scanned it again, and now it's. Believed, excuse me, that hamstring could actually be worse than they originally thought. So
hammies suck, you know, and knees.
It's a lingering injury. That's what happened to JJ last year, wasn't it? A hammy.
Yep.
And that kept him sidelined for four or five weeks. I mean, it was a minute.
That's why I'm so impressed with actually Mike Evans coming back so quickly from hammy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. Yeah. Well, and you're just happy to have him back on the squad or what?
He's in my fantasy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always time when he talks about a player more specifically,
I'm
that's
really
not the
happy they're back.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But,
yeah,
that's so impressive. I mean, hamstrings are tough to come back.
I can't imagine.
No,
because he's on my squad.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's on your squad, Rob. Let me find out.
For sure. And then, let's see. You have Aiden O'Connell, quarterback for the Raiders. Bone bruise in the knee. I mean, two in Raiders. Was it? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. It was after the throw and no flag either.
Wow.
So it was like, it should have been a flag and then he got injured on it. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I did not see the cheap shot.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So
who hit him? Do you remember?
Number 99.
Number 99? Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Was that a niner?
Let's see here. Just a little bit of news, whatever. Joe Burrow's house was broken into during the Monday night game. But it's interesting, though, to bring up because it's a common theme right now. And usually, like, sure, you'd think a pro athlete's house would be a good target, right?
Right.
But it's not just Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey had their homes broken into during a primetime game as well. Actually, here locally, Mike Connolly for the Timberwolves just had his broken into while he was at a game.
Interesting.
Somebody else. Was it Middleton for the Bucks? He's not there anymore, is he, Chris Middleton?
Yeah,
I can't remember. Sorry, we're getting off base, but Middleton as well, his house broken into while
people
he was at a game or whatever.
People are just starting to see if they're at the game.
But
so their houses are open.
Yeah. So some is it the same people? That's crazy. Yeah. So I just thought it was wild.
Like
something
organized.
To mention.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It continues to happen while they're at some big event. So anyway, that was really the only other news I saw. There's not a lot going on as we're kind of leading up towards the playoffs.
No
here.
One got fired.
No, nobody's
we have
getting fired
right
this
Do we have
week.
Currently a hot seat.
It's the same one.
Dave-o.
Doug Peterson.
I mean, Chicago
Doug
guy's
Peterson.
Gone.
Yeah. Oh, I Jags? Mean. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because this is Doug's, what, second year?
Yeah, how is he not on the hot seat?
Well, I guess.
Or are you at the point where, if you're the Jaguars, are you kind of over the whole Trevor Lawrence thing at this point? You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. Besides him getting knocked the heck out last week, right? But, like, are you kind of over the whole Trevor Lawrence deal at this point? Or
what are they, 3-10?
Yeah.
So they're near that top quarterback.
Right, that's what I mean. Is it time
at the same
to...
time,
and Peterson is loves could... the RPO style. That's what he ran up in Philly.
Yeah.
And
but why?
Sanders,
what do you?
Would
what...
Sanders be that type of quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know.
I don't know, about Sanders.
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling super great about any of the quarterbacks coming in.
I just want to see Travis Hunter playing the NFL. That's my big thing. I can't wait to see.
But what position is Travis Hunter playing?
I mean, you guys know I like him at receiver for longevity.
Okay.
I mean,
fair enough.
I could see him definitely being a number two. Guarantee it's gonna. He could give him a season. He could be a number one.
So we're drafting number twos.
Early. Dang, Rob coming with the zingers. But
zinger right away.
Yeah. But anyway, let's see here.
I mean, it's a real question, right? You know,
I mean, we drafted
capital.
We drafted Addison early. He's number
two. But you have Jefferson.
Yeah, you already have JJ. But he is bringing up the point to your point, though. You're like, oh, you're going to draft a number two. Well, that's what we did with Addison. He did fall in our lap, thank God.
Yeah, but
I can't believe he wasn't gone
earlier. 20s,
but
we're not drafting in the top 10.
You know, I hear you. I hear you clucking.
That's the difference.
I'm looking there. All right. Anyway, moving right along, Kev.
I still love you. Dan.
We gotta sit in for Kev at the moment. But Kev, let's move right into our bonehead move. And with our bonehead move of the week, honestly, there wasn't a whole lot going on, but I did find something. It kind of came out today, actually, more or less.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Deebo Samuel.
Ooh, what did he do?
Traveling to the social media webs, webosphere. Twitter sphere, X-Files, whatever, talking about how his downfalls this year kind of have been because he hasn't been given the opportunities. And
don't you create your own opportunities?
Well, especially with somebody like him who's like a gadget player, I would consider him, you know. But that seems pretty wild to me. And now, of course, that post has since been deleted. And now, like, he didn't say anything about it. And now it's kind of came out. You read what you read. And now it's like, okay, so now where are you on the San Francisco? And we talked about the San Francisco woes, if you will, and the possibility of their contract situations and whatever, multiple things, right? Can CMC stay healthy? Can Deebo get back to form? Can Brock Purdy come back healthy and get back to form? Because all of a sudden he seems to be getting injured. You know, what's the story on Bosa right now? You know what I mean? So
I'm going to say Deebo Samuel is gone next year.
Yeah, Deebo's out of there next year, 100%.
I don't think he'll be there next year. They're going to have to dump money, and per his vibe right now, he doesn't
want
to be there. So
yeah, he definitely doesn't seem happy right now.
Was like
scenario.
3 weeks ago, he beat up almost beat up the kicker.
Yeah. The kicker and the long snapper.
The last time I was actually on, actually.
And they have
and one
for
swipe.
Big money. They're just, you know.
Yeah, that's right. They just signed Ayuk.
What do they do with McCaffrey?
That's a tough.
It's a lot of money. They're starting to turn into like
leaving your bonehead.
Yeah. No. But that's where this was inevitably going to go. I mean, San Francisco is trending in the wrong direction when they should be fighting for an NFC championship, really, with that roster.
But they still just did win, and they're still in the chance of still winning that division.
You know, and there's a reason why we're going to go over, you know, their game this week, because we think there's still a chance that they could sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But or even win their division. Who knows? That division's still wide open right now. But
very wide open.
It's just they're just trending in the wrong direction, and it's scary. And it starts with your top players, your captains, and Debo's the captain right now. And when he travels to social media, or any of your captains travel to social media to talk, like, that's usually not good. It's usually not good.
It's never good, but
yeah. And then they just delete it, though, and then back up what you said. What you said has been deleted. What
happened?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Stand on it or not, right? I guess. Literally. You know what I mean? So
take it like a champ.
Take it like a champ. Come on. With that, let's head into our week 15 preview and picks. And with that, Rob, ready to go, like always, of course, though. You're always ready to go. Don't matter. Let's see here. Our first game of the week. Okay, and last week's games, I got everybody's weekly standings updated. I don't have the season record and win percentage updated, so I don't know who's in first. If I had to take a shot in the dark, I'm thinking it is Rachel, actually.
I would probably agree with that.
I'm thinking it's Rachel.
One, I think, Dan, if I remember right.
She went 3-2.
Oh.
But
all I know is Tyler went 1-4.
And Dan went 2-3, so she's going to...
I know whatever.
She might be tied with Dan. But yeah, Tyler went 2-3.
There was a bunch of people that were 1-4. I think Graham was... There was a whole collection.
Ben went 1-4.
It was the Bills game that killed everybody, and I think everyone else was on
Jags Titans was 50-50.
And the Packers game. The Packer game.
Packers game was 50-50. So there's
sea
only
chickens and the sea chicken game.
There's only one.
We picked a good selection of games.
It was. This week, not so much. I think this week's going to... I don't know.
I think it's better, actually.
I think it's tough, but so far a lot of the picks coming through, similar.
So when I sent you these, every single one is under 4 per Vegas.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Other than the Vikings game, they're -7.
Well, before we get to week 15, week 14, we had no undefeateds. None. But we had Rob, who went 4-1. Horns up. Jake went 4-1, and that's it. Those are the only 4-1s. There's a lot of 3-2s, a lot of 2-3s.
2-3s.
And again, it's that Bills-Rams game for us.
Yeah.
And then the Jags-Titans was, again, 50-50. Packers-Lions was 50-50. Heck. Seahawks Cardinals was close to 50-50. I mean, it was a toss up. Everybody took Vikings and they keep winning. So
that's right,
stay on that train.
Yeah, buddy.
With that, Bears playing the Vikings this week in Minnesota at the bank. I'm gonna go ahead and just say the Vikes for me personally. There's no way they're losing this game. Now I think the Bears are gonna be competitive, just like how they kind of ended last season. But I think they're again trending in the right direction heading into next year. But
yeah, I mean the Bears are looking—they're looking good for next season. But coming into the bank, I'm gonna be at that game, which is gonna be nice. And
oh yeah, there you go.
We're gonna keep those Bears sleeping in hibernation.
Keep them sleeping, Dom says.
I've been saying it pretty much since the last time we played the Bears. We put them into hibernation, and they pretty much stayed there.
They went night-night.
They went to sleep.
They went night-night.
Caleb Williams is—he's a good future for the Bears. The coaching staff, not so much. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at with the Bears right now. And the Vikings, we're just going to keep rolling them.
Keep rolling. Rob, who we got?
I'm definitely going Vikings, but...
I don't... That sigh had me concerned at first. I was like, what?
The problem is the Bears absolutely got their kicked last week. They had 4 yards in offense in the first half. And the 49ers had over 300 yards. So they just got whooped, that's what scares me about the aspect of that thing is, like, when someone gets whooped like that,
they're coming out ready. And it's a division game. You still want to mess up the Viking season, you know?
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know why, the Bears seem to play fast on turf. I don't know what it is. Whatever I've watched, that aspect of it. And even though I think we're still going to win, but how the Bears are just, they're falling apart really bad.
They are falling apart.
Likely, you know, I think they've gotten worse since losing their last coach.
Yeah.
Well, so far, there's going to be a period of time there, though, right?
True. But I also think they also played the 49ers, and the 49ers are a better team than really the record.
No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Game two, Packers traveling to the Seahawks. By the way, everybody pretty much picked the Vikings so far of the picks that have came through. So sticking with that theme.
Okay.
Packers at Seahawks. This one's a little tougher. I mean, this is a good test for Seattle. Let me pull up injuries here, but Rob, who you thinking here?
I'm going Seahawks just because I think they're at home. If it was the other way, I'd go Packers. But I think this is the game the Packers, if they don't win, they might slide out of the playoffs.
Oh, you don't think you might? You're thinking they might even slide out of wild card.
I mean,
if this is a loss,
they don't have a great schedule coming up. You know, I feel like they've been kind of trending down right now. When's the last time they've won a game where you felt confident in them? You know, like the last few weeks, I feel like they've just been
in the game,
you know,
just kind of
the
just
Lions
in
game,
it enough.
You know, that didn't look like if they play them in the playoffs, do you feel like the Packers are beating the Lions?
Probably not.
Again, without that going for it on that fourth down in the third quarter, I don't think that game is as close as it showed at the end of it, you know.
And I don't think the Lions played their best ball either.
No,
I don't think
back,
they did.
But that's all back to injuries, too, you know. So, like, I the Packers, you know.
Well, and the Packers are still missing Alexander. Like, they're missing just another corner.
Romeo Dobbs.
Dobbs is questionable.
They really missed him last week, I felt, in that game. Mm-hmm. You know,
Jaden Reed is upset. You know, that he didn't get anything at him that last week. You know, I think he had one or two targets, if that. So he's upset about that. You know,
Jacob
so
was pretty ineffective in that game, too. So, especially against
that offense does really need Jacobs to get
they
going
do.
In order for it to
work. They need that play action to really roll. And also without your one, I mean, good luck.
So you went Seahawks. That was your pick.
Yes, sir.
Seahawks for Rob. Dom, coming back to you, brother.
I'm going to take the sea chickens, too. We'll do a little Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
No, right. But yeah, I mean, hey, I at this point, I just need the Packers to lose so we can stop talking about them in our division. So that's why I'm going to take them this week.
I like it.
Fair enough. And
over the guillotine. Yeah,
and we're going for the trifecta up here. I'm going Seahawks only because I went with them a lot early in the season. They let me down. I went away from them, and now they're winning. So now I'm going to come back to them. Now, hopefully that doesn't mean the Packers win because we do not need that.
Yeah, we don't need 0-3.
But Geno, man, he's playing different these last few weeks. And again, with that injured Packers secondary, I mean, it should be no problem for Geno and company. Kenneth Walker's questionable, but he's questionable every week.
Yeah.
And obviously with Chardonnay, as you put it, they should be just fine. So Seahawks at home. No problem.
Clean sweep.
No problem. Let's see.
But it's only 3 in Vegas, so FYI.
Interesting. Well, but again, on paper, that should be an interesting game. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Packers win. I really wouldn't be. Yep. But again, with recent play, you know.
Well, we got to pick one or the other.
Yeah. Right. So
no ties.
Yeah. Ties are bonus points next season.
No, that'd be boring.
Everybody's taking high every week. Yeah. Everybody's at 0 points. Let's see. Bills at Lions this week. This is a doozy. Bills coming off a tough L. Competitive L, but a tough L.
42 points in 21 minutes. L.
This is for me. Excuse me. Jeez. For me, this is when the Lions finally will take their L. This is going to be the stop right here. And again, you've brought up how injured the Lions are as well. That's going to be a problem. Yeah, they played the Packers last week. Okay, played the Vikings this year. But the Bills are going to be another top-tier playoff team that you got to know if you can handle them. And right now, the way that Josh Allen looked on the ground last week, let alone the air, but on the ground last week, I don't know. It's a tough guy to stop. So
it's different defense, though.
Yeah. I agree. But I'm still thinking that the Lions are going to fault. I'd like to see them. If they can't beat the Vikes, I'd like to see them go deep. But at some point, the Lions are going to come back to earth this season. It's just, I don't know.
I think you said the exact thing about the Bills. I think those are the Chiefs. They're come back to earth.
but they have. Yeah. But I think the whole how aggressive Dan Campbell is, it's just, I don't know. It's going to come back and bite him. And I love it, though. I'd rather have that than somebody that's complacent, right?
Yeah, but 100%. It's just, yeah.
I don't know. I got to go Bills this week, though. It's locked in. Locked and loaded.
Locked in the Bills.
In there.
Locked in. Dom, who you got?
With your heart.
This is a tough one. Both really good teams. I know the Bills just came off of a loss, but it was only a 2-point loss. So, I mean, in some people's minds, they could take a couple of moral victories away from that game going into the Lions game. Lions just came off a good win against the Packers. So, at this point, they're playing at the Lions then. I'm going to have to take the Lions, unfortunately.
Taking the Lions. All right, yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if they lose, it's good for me, right?
Right, right. That's true.
So,
Lions at home.
Lions all day long. Yes, huh?
What we got, Rob?
This is so tough for me.
This is the tough
game. This is really tough in many aspects. I want to say that the Bills are not really have like that revenge after last week, especially offense. I think the defense has been embarrassed. I mean, they were top three in defensive. And they got taken, you know. So I'm gonna go Bills. I kind of think
that does not sound like a confident.
No, it's not very confident. It's more that I think I want the Bills, but I also think that they should and they can't. It's gonna be a really competitive game. But also, I think the injuries with the Lions, how banged up they're on defense. I think that's probably gonna be the tipping point of it a little bit, and Josh Allen's ability just to run the ball. Is going to be that because Detroit plays a lot of man-to-man, and playing man-to-man against Allen is the worst because every defender turns their back to the quarterback, and I think that's going to be the difference maker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can see it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Still got Gibbs, still got Montgomery on the other side.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game. But.
Yeah.
Bills for the Rob, yep. Okay, Bucks at Chargers. I'm going Chargers here, but... The Bucs could absolutely win this game. I think still, obviously, J.K. Dobbins on IR. I think the J.K. Dobbins-less offense of the Chargers is just not scary right now. Justin Herbert went down last game, but he's slated to be back in the game, so no problems there. Let me check Tampa Bay really quick, make sure like Baker Mayfield's not doing something crazy. I doubt it. But
no, he's still living.
Just a couple of linebackers.
Bunch of linebackers, handful, yeah. Antoine Winfield's still out, yeah. So, I just gotta go the Chargers. It's not even a home or away thing this time for me. It's not. I don't think SoFi is a home field advantage for either LA team at all. But
well, that doesn't take the homer out of your pick.
No. Oh well, the homer out of the pick. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Chargers all day, right? But I still think the Bucs are gonna win the NFC South. So they got to show out this game. They got to have a good game just for some confidence heading into the playoffs, too.
Yeah, I'm going Bucks, too.
You're going Bucks.
I think the Chargers are dead, actually. Without Dobbins there, their running game is
way different.
It's way different.
They could have beat the Chiefs, but they didn't.
I mean, that's hardball football. They just keep it close. Yeah. Run the ball, play true. Defense, you know.
Control the clock.
And the Chiefs aren't really a explosive team right now at all. No. So, like, that's a game in division that's going to be 13-9 or whatever it is, right. You know. So yeah, I think the Bucs are going to run the ball really effectively. Actually,
full Irving
and White, you know, both of them. They're still, you know, and Baker's just crafty.
He is crafty. Dom, who we got? Bucs at Chargers.
I'm gonna have to roll a Rob on this one too, man. Bucs. I like Baker Mayfield. Mike Evans is back. Again, too. So, I mean, he's going to be playing. I mean, I can't say no to that, right? And J.K. Dobbins out again is definitely tough. It's just like when people would say when Vikings don't have Aaron Jones, it's not the same. It's
different.
But at the same time, we got Cam Akers. So, they don't really got a hard
another
second.
One.
Yeah, another
yeah.
one that they
another
get to go to.
Yeah.
Style you know. Of the same style running
right.
back. So, Gus Edwards.
Yeah.
That's who they're rolling. Style. That's who they're rolling. He's downhill runner. Yeah. He's not a scat back. Yeah. Out of the,
not at all.
But
no.
But yeah, I'll take the Bucks this week.
Taking the Bucks. Going into our last game of the week here. this one's tough. This one's got some playoff implications.
Some meat on the bone.
Rams at the 49ers. If the Niners lose, they're probably not going to do anything the rest of this season. If they win, they're very much still alive in that playoff race. And even in the division. I mean, again, that we've mentioned that division multiple times being wide open. Dom, I'm going to give this one to you. Tough one. Rams at Niners.
I mean, it's not.
Let me see who you got injured for the Niners, though.
It looks like almost the whole team of the Niners is hurt.
Oh, yeah, you are right. Oh,
Isaac
my
Grundo,
God.
Trent Williams. Isn't Isaac Grundo the starting running back? Who's the next running back up to the line?
It's Gerald. He has a really tough name. I picked him up in fantasy just so some guy couldn't pick the guy up. But.
It's not really a tough one for me this week. I definitely going to go with Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, and Matthew Stafford with the Rams this week. They just came off a good win against a good team with the Bills. So, yeah, we'll take the Rams this week.
For sure. Sounds good. And they seem to be getting hot at the right time.
Definitely.
And, again, with that grittiness they've really had all year. I mean, they're just in every game. I think if the Niners were healthy, I think this would be a little bit different for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rams didn't let me down last week, and I think I got to go with the Rams again this week. Even at San Fran, I think they'll do just enough to get by. They need a little more rushing attack. I think they're the ones that had like 29. What's the running back? Kyren Williams or something like that.
I think
he had 29 attempts for like, I don't know, 80 yards or something. It's just not a very good average. I mean, you're just pounding
the
guy.
Because the line's not that good.
I know. So that's the tough part. But that's where they were starting to get Puka on the jet and stuff. So that's what I like about it. That's the unpredictability of it. And that's why I got to stick with the Rams.
Against the Bills defense that can't stop the
Rams. Leave me alone. They're not playing the Bills, though.
They were. But that's why I'm going 49ers all day long on this
one. That's fine.
Because I think Nick Bosa is going to have some difficulties against the Rams offensive line. I think that's going to be the game difference. I think the confidence of them destroying the Bears last week has changed the whole vibe in that locker room, and I think the 49ers are coming.
You think the 49ers are coming? So wait a minute. You said no Nick Bosa, though.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Oh, you're saying that doesn't matter. You think the offensive line?
For the Rams are going to be a difficult problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're difficult. They're going to be a problem for the Niners, you're saying?
The Niners?
Because you're saying you want the Niners to win, but I'm just confused.
Because the Niners' defensive line is going to be trouble for the Rams. Is what
yeah, okay. At, that's know? What I'm saying. Okay, without Nick Bosa. Okay. You were tracking, right? Okay. I'm
sorry.
You're fine. I thought I knew what you meant, but that's why I wanted to clarify. Okay, fair enough. So San Fran defense just dominates the Rams no matter what this week. Doesn't even matter. No Nick Bosa.
I think that the 49ers, they got their game back. Now they have that running. He did get hurt by the little foot injury, sprained it, but I think that just changed the vibe. I think that, I don't know, I just have a
they're feeling. Fine. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to win. It's going to be
close.
19-18 side of sure. division game.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
So but. I think that I don't. That's where I'm rolling.
Fair enough. Maybe we'll see more Debo. Maybe we'll see more Debo. Whoa.
Watch, I'll go 1-4 this week.
Yeah, unbelievable. With that kind of wraps week 15 for us already.
Near the end.
I can't believe it. We're so close to the playoffs. We're so close to the Vikings' trek to the Super Bowl. It's not even funny. I can smell it. So, Dom, thanks for being here this week, man.
Hey, another great week. Skull to the bowl, baby.
Skull to the bowl. Dom will be back next week, right?
Oh, you know it. Right after the Bears game, so I got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, sir. He'll have plenty to talk about next week. Rob, of course, will be here next week and the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited because we're pretty much, a Vikings win puts us in the playoffs or a Rams loss, which I predicted.
Just had to throw that in there, Niners. So anyway, with that, Kev, don't forget, obviously, that this episode was brought to you by the Cappy, again, 4-pack on Amazon. Get them for your stocking stuffers as the holidays are right around the corner. Yeah, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. And we will see you next week on Gridiron Updates.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.